Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, ladies and gentlemen.
So fairy
from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for continuing to be part of my day. You're going to be glad you did, because our good friend Christian Arnold is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Christian is the author of Team Basics, one of the many things that she has produced for your benefit, and it's an outstanding book. Also, her book has a book called Email Basics, and she is the top team-building expert in our brain trust and one of the top team-building experts on the planet. And she's our good friend Christian Arnold. Welcome back to the show.
Why, thank you, Jim.
Did you know that today is Better Business Communication Day?
I did not.
But now, what better day could it be to have you here talking about team building than on Better Business Communication Day?
I think that was brilliant on your part to schedule me for this morning.
Hey, listen, do we have production value here or what?
You do.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, Jim, as always, you amaze me with your newsletter. So, listeners, if you don't subscribe to Jim's newsletter, you really should, because every week on Sunday night, probably around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern time, I get this wonderful newsletter that's full of insights. And that, so
now that's just
I
what time you pick.
Newsletter.
That's what time you pick it up, because it usually goes out about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Does it really?
Uh huh.
Well, that's when I get it, I think.
Anyway,
but
go ahead.
It's usually right on time, never late. I'm not surprised, Jim. But this week's was talking about Slack. You're such a slacker, Jim. And your slacks is a strategic look at critical components, right?
Uh-huh.
And you've got 7 different components that you're going to be talking about for the next several weeks in your newsletter. There's the financial, there's the human resources management, marketplace, technology, public policy, and personal. Which is fascinating, because it makes you start thinking about the different components, about what I coulda, shoulda, do in my business for the upcoming year. And you're going to be spending more time doing that, right?
Right. Yeah, over the next several weeks. Every year, I try to, at the beginning of the year, I try to spend a few weeks with my letter and my newspaper column just talking about fundamentals, getting people to remember fundamentals about operating a business. And this year, instead of, a while back, some time ago, I came up with a concept of, instead of resolutions, New Year's resolutions, why don't we just cut ourselves some slack? And I came up with the look at the critical components, which is another way of saying fundamentals. And I just think that there's no better time than the first of the year to really do a little refresher course on fundamentals.
I think that's so powerful, and you can do that either yourself as the business owner, or gather around your executive team to help you just go, how are we doing on this business basic? Is there something that we should be doing, something that we should start doing, something we should stop doing? Think about that one. Or
uh-huh.
Is there something that we should change a little bit, do more of, do less of, or modify?
And these are conversations you should have with your team, right?
Exactly. Now, this team is going to come out with a big, huge laundry list of stuff that you could be writing on a flip chart piece of paper, and then you roll it up and you put it in the corner of your office, because you just can't deal with a huge laundry list of ideas. So I recommend you take each of those ideas, you know, go through a brainstorming process where all ideas are valid, it's all good, but you still have to do something with that list. And one of the things that I really love to do with a list of slacks or New Year's resolutions or just, you know, great possibilities is to put them on something that GE classified as a payoff matrix.
Hmm.
Okay, now this payoff matrix has 2 dimensions. It's a 2x2 matrix. And if anybody's interested in seeing what it actually looks like, you can go to my blog at www.maketeamworkhappen.com, and you'll see a visual of this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a 2x2 matrix. On one axis is a level of effort, and then on the vertical axis is the level of payoff. So for each of these ideas, you think, okay, so what's the level of effort? Is this a low effort?
So this is a graphic. This is a graphic way. Number one, it sounds like to me a graphic way of identifying the low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And in GE, called those the quick wins. You know, mm-hmm. something that's a low level of effort and a low level of payoff. That's a low-hanging fruit or a quick win or something that you just go ahead and do it. Put it on your task list. You know, space it out over the year and just go ahead and do these things because it's really not that big of a deal.
If we found out that on the average day, customers tried to get into our building, three customers tried to get into our building in the 30 minutes before we opened our doors at 8 o'clock, one low-hanging fruit would be just to open the doors earlier and let them in.
Right.
I mean, it could be something that simple.
Yes, and things that are simple that your team brainstorms will go in that lower left-hand corner. It's a low effort, low payoff, and you go, gee, you know, why couldn't we have a V8? Let's just change our hours. Sounds like a good idea. I mean, you want to kick it around and make sure that it's a good idea. Don't just take every idea on face value and say, oh, because it was a brainstorm idea, let's do it.
But these are the fun things to get out of your team. I mean, these are things that believe it or not, folks, you might not be coming up. You might not know all this. You might not be the one who knows that customers are trying to get in that early. Stand by, quick break, right back with our good friend Christian Arnold. Got good stuff here from Christian. She and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Here's Jimi Hendrix to take us out.
Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Christian Arnold, the author of Team Basics. And Christian, give us your website again and tell us where we can find your blog and all that.
My website is extraordinaryteam.com, and my blog is maketeamworkhappen.com.
All right, so we're working on this matrix now. And by the way, they can find your books at your website, can't they?
Yep.
Okay, check that out, folks. And if you need your team to be improved, if you want to have your team hitting on all cylinders, Christian can help you with that. We got this matrix that is showing us how, you know, we're measuring the effort and the return, basically, right?
Correct.
For any project. And I love the way you see that doesn't just put an idea up on the whiteboard. That helps you prioritize things, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because some of them you're going to find are in the lower right-hand corner, which is called a waste of time. Highly technical mm-hmm. term, because mm-hmm. it's a high effort, low payoff, and you kind of scratch your head and you go, you know, maybe we shouldn't do those, you know, which is a good thing. I mean, sometimes not all ideas are completely valid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just cross that one off.
But don't we need those ideas though, just to sort of juxtapose them against the good ones? I mean, every idea can't be a great idea, and if you're doing brainstorming, if you're really trying to find out what the possibilities are, don't you need to get all the ideas out there?
Yes, but you don't go into this immediately. So, for example, a lot of people brainstorm, and as they're brainstorming ideas, they evaluate them at the same time. You can't
right.
do that.
No.
Brainstorm
right.
all the ideas first, and
there
then
are no
move
bad...
into this organization tool.
There can be no judgment when you're brainstorming.
Correct.
Right.
Because that uses two different sides of your brain.
Uh-huh.
One's the more creative right side, and then your left side starts evaluating it, and you'll evaluate it before any of the good ideas come out.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that. Just brainstorm all.
And the whole process will get bogged down.
Right.
Right.
And then from that brainstorm list, then you want to sort through them and use some kind of evaluation tool. And it might be multiple evaluations.
Different day.
Pardon me?
Different day.
Different
the brainstorming and the evaluation are different days.
You could do different days and break it up, but you can move from brainstorming. Just when you're done with brainstorming, then move into some kind
of organization. Maybe take a break and come back or something. And,
Yeah. Yeah, it's not necessary.
Right.
But it just has to use, you know, two different, just make sure that it's, you're done brainstorming before you move into any evaluation mode.
Okay.
Okay, now what's left is two quadrants that require a high degree of effort. These are called business opportunities and special efforts. Business opportunities, you go, yeah, that's a low or a moderate level of effort. A special effort is real moderate, higher, and high level of effort. Now, special efforts, this is superstar territory. This is where breakthroughs happen.
Mm-hmm.
Pick just a few, no more than a handful of special efforts or business opportunities to do over the year. If you pick too many, as you know, Jim, you lose focus.
Yep.
It's just too hard to keep the trains running and do all this extra stuff you want to do. So pick just a handful and really think through how are we going to do this, because you are going to be expending resources. You are going to be spending energy. So let's plan this out. So pick five of those. So you've got all these brainstorm ideas. Pick a handful, not all of them.
And you might have different motivations for the different ones. I mean, maybe the one you really want to do, you can't do because you aren't quite, you don't have the system or the organization. And so maybe you have to do one of the other ones first to get ready for to do the other one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, one of the things that I recommend that you do, once you've, like, narrowed it down, don't necessarily get to the five immediately, but narrow it down to, like, your top 10. I would go through them and do two things. One is do a gut check.
Mm-hmm.
Hold that idea up to the light of day and go, you know, am I really passionate about this? Do I really, really, really want to do this?
Because
sometimes we hear about it on the Jim Blasingame show and we go, my God, that's a brilliant idea, right? Oh, my gosh. And then when you really step back, you go, you know, it's a great idea, but now's not the time.
Kristen, I've got to wrap it up, but I want you to tell us again where we can find this, more information on this.
You can find it at extraordinaryteam.com, and I just wrote about it in my blog, Make Teamwork Happen.
And that's where they can find the Matrix, too, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Kristen, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. Good job. Good stuff. See you next time. Thanks. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.